Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Sometimes you're out and about doing your shopping and maybe a food item or a beverage item catches your eye. And that is what has inspired this segment that we like to call What's in the Bag?
What's in the Bag?
What's in the Bag?
Uh-oh. Danny, Taryn's got the bag, which means we're drinking.
Kind of.
So far, your track record has been alcohol.
Yes.
Every single time.
There is alcohol involved.
Of course.
Let me explain. So on
Sunday. It's a small bag.
It is a small bag.
Are these like shots?
I hope so.
On Sunday, I went with some ladies to Bohm's Candies in Issaquah. Uh-oh.
Okay.
And we went on this whole tour of the place. It was absolutely incredible, super educational, beautiful spot, highly recommend. But then afterwards, of course, you land in the candy shop.
Mm-hmm.
And I just made it rain in that place, you guys. I bought advent calendars, I bought chocolates, and I bought something for What's in the Bag.
So I'm glad you brought this up because we got a text message that said, hey, when you guys talked to Mitch Levy on Monday when we do our Hawks recap, you mentioned going chocolate tasting, and they said, how are you going to talk about this and tell us what happened?
We got to see the whole process of how they make the chocolate and get the history of that place that's been here in the Pacific Northwest for like 80 years.
And what's the name of the place again?
Bohm's.
Bohm's. What's in the Bohm's?
Oh my gosh. So I found TG's Cinnamon Fireball Whiskey Truffles.
Yeah, that's okay. What I figured it was.
Cinnamon Fireball Whiskey Truffles.
I am so in for this.
So I know, and I didn't try these. This was not part of the tour, but this was part of the gift shop afterwards.
So they're chocolates with cinnamon.
That are made with Fireball whiskey. And they're kind of like sparkly.
Oh, wow. They look fancy.
You know what's funny?
You know, usually you don't think the word fancy when you're talking about Fireball.
When was the last time you either had a Fireball shot is the question.
First of all, I'm having a hard time getting this chocolate out.
Oh, my God.
I got it.
Steve, your hands are too big.
They are. I got fat thumbs. Last time I had Fireball was within the last year.
Was it?
Yeah, on the party bus. Somebody brought one of them.
See, I hadn't had Fireball in a while until this past weekend. And I was at lunch with a friend, and he's like, I brought you a Fireball shot. And I was like,
why?
Why? That was my first thought.
Now, do they do other alcohol-inspired chocolates? Because I have a recommendation for them.
This is the only one that I saw, but maybe I just got so drawn to this, I blacked out and didn't see anything else.
Once I took a taste of it, I'm like, I bet they could probably make a really good chocolate screwball peanut butter whiskey treat.
Oh, probably.
That's a great idea.
Like a peanut butter cup, but use screwball peanut butter whiskey.
That would be fantastic.
Yes.
I'd be 100% in for that.
They can make that for free. I'm giving you this idea. You don't have to give me anything other than some free product. Like, give me some samples of this peanut butter whiskey chocolate when you make it.
They
already have done that. Like, dude, you're an idiot. Of course we've made
that. We've been here for 80 years. We've done it all. But they really, the cool, it's so neat. It's right there in Issaquah. It kind of looks like a chalet that you would see in the Alps of Austria.
Oh.
Like it looks like Leavenworth. Like, it's very Bavarian looking building.
Nice.
And the guy that owned the place for all those years, he had an apartment up above, and then the candy shop was downstairs, so we got to tour the whole thing. It was fantastic.
So it's like Willy Wonka?
Very much so. But like less chaotic. It was so
more fancy. It's like bougie Willy Wonka. Yeah.
It was delicious. Everything I tried, I loved.
Since you mentioned Leavenworth and Bavarian Village, of course, then I instantly think about pretzels. Do they have any chocolate covered pretzels there?
I'm sure that they did.
What kind of tour did you go on? You don't even know what they had.
Well, they literally make so many things. They showed us the different molds that they use to make Easter bunnies and Santas and turkeys for Thanksgiving. We got to watch her hand dip the chocolates, too. It was so cool.
Oh, I thought she said,
who's her and why is that special? She handed you chocolates?
She is one of the owners.
She handed them to you?
She's the daughter of Bernard, who took the business over from Julius Bohm.
So you got to have her hand you a chocolate?
Pretty much, yeah. It was awesome.
Why is that a big deal?
Do you know how few places hand dip their chocolates
hand
anymore?
Dip. Oh, dip. You didn't say that, bro. You just said she handed up.
No, she did say it, but she was eating her chocolate at the same time, so you missed the dip part.
I was like, why is that impressive? I mean, I can hand you, give me that extra chocolate. You're about to have another chocolate handed to you by Steve Miggs.
She was hand dipping these little peanut butter things. Right. Oh my gosh. And she was our tour guide the whole time, too. It was really cool. You guys should definitely do the tour.
I think they should let us go hand dip our own chocolates.
Maybe we could arrange that.
That sounds naughty.
The Daily Migs Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.